Right. Now, this fits in very well with what Glenn was saying about it from the memory verse. But Jesus was speaking to a crowd of people. And at the back of him, he had a lake where they used to do a lot of fishing. And in front of him, well, there was a big crowd of people. Now, that wasn't a problem. But you see, as Jesus was speaking, it says in the Bible that he was speaking the word of God. And the first thing that we know from that story is that what Jesus did was that Jesus was able to speak the word of God because he was God. So he was speaking. He was telling them all about God having made them, would have told them all about them being sinful and being sinners, and had told them all about the prophet who talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and that if they believed on him, they'd become Christians. So he talked all these things, and he could, because he was God. He could speak the word of God. Now, as the crowd listened, more and more people joined it. And what was behind Jesus? What was behind?
A lake.
And what was in front of Jesus? A crowd. And the crowd was getting bigger and bigger. And Jesus would have had to step further and further back. And what was the danger? If you had to keep going.
He might fall in the lake.
So what Jesus did, he looked round and he saw a couple of boats. And he said to this man, who was Peter, his name was Peter. We'll hear a lot more about Peter, don't we? But this was right at the beginning. And he asked this fisherman, he said, "Can you take me out on this boat so I'll be safe?" So he goes out onto the boat, onto the lake, but he carries on speaking to the crowd, telling them about himself, that he was going to be the saviour and how they need to turn away from their sin. Now, afterwards, after he'd stopped preaching, as it says in our reading, well, we suppose the crowds would have gone away. Now, we know for certain, really, that a lot of people who were in that crowd, they would have obviously thought, he is a fantastic speaker. He speaks with authority, because that's because he was God. And we know that he's done miracles, and he could do miracles because he was God. But they went home, and we don't know whether it made any difference to them at all. Whether they just thought, oh, that was good. But they went home and they carried on their life and did everything that they did before. So Jesus stopped speaking. Now, where was Jesus now? Where was Jesus when he stopped speaking? He was still in the boat. And who was in the boat with him? Do you remember? Peter. So he said to Peter, "You know these nets you've got in your boat?" He said, "I want you to go over," and he pointed to a part of the lake. And he said, "I want you to throw the nets and you'll catch some fish." Now, Peter, he was a fisherman. And he said to Jesus, he said, "I've worked all night fishing, me, my brothers, and our friends, John, James, and Andrew. We've worked all night. We've covered all where we think the fish are, and we haven't caught a tiddler. We haven't caught anything. We haven't caught even something that's rubbish, like tin can or something that's nothing. Can't catch anything." But he said, "I'll obey what you said," because he realised that Jesus had authority. He didn't really know that much at that stage, but he knew. So he obeyed him. He went over into a part of the lake in the boat with Jesus, and he threw out the nets. What do you think when happened then? He got loads of fish. Now, how did that happen? How did it happen when Peter has spent all that time and his friends, who were experienced fishermen,
And Jesus was a carpenter. He wasn't a fisherman. He didn't know anything about fishing. How did that happen? He did a miracle. Now, what do you think he did? Now, we don't really know. Some people think that Jesus just knew, because Jesus knows everything, because he was God. Jesus just knew where the fish were. He wasn't a fisherman, but he just knew because he knows everything. Jesus was God and he knows everything. Some people think, it doesn't really matter, because it could be both, think that Jesus either created or just made the fish go to that place at that time. And Jesus could do that because he's all powerful. And he's all powerful because he is God. So that's what Jesus did. Well, how many fish do you think he caught? How many do you think?
More than 1,000.
I don't know. I don't know if it be that many, but it will hundreds. There were so many, the Bible says, that they were bursting the net and they couldn't bring them in themselves. Now, sometimes that can happen. I remember going fishing once and I caught a fish called a pike. Now, some of you older ones would know what a pike is, but it was quite a big one. And I couldn't get it in. It took me 4 hours to get the fish in because it was so strong. If you catch loads of fish, you couldn't get them in anyway. So who do you think Peter asked to help him?
Jesus.
Well, Jesus was in the boat. He might have helped him.
And his brothers.
His brothers. Certainly know that he asked Andrew, James and John. And even they struggled to bring all these fish into the shore. Wow. Peter was amazed. He'd never seen anything like that. He'd heard him speak and he had just been going out his ordinary business, fishing. And realised that Jesus was special. I think he realised that Jesus was who he said he was, that he was God. Because Peter said, I'm a sinner. I shouldn't be with you. I haven't got a right to be with you. Because I'm a sinner. Now, what did Jesus say? Now, that's why I did the verse from Mark. Because he said two things particularly. What was the first one? Can you read that up there? What did he say to Peter and his brothers later on? What's that thing, what Jesus said? Follow me. But we can only follow Jesus. And Peter and James and John and Andrew could only follow Jesus if they were like Peter and realised, like Peter did, that he was a sinner and that he needed forgiveness. That's an important thing. It's easy to miss that out of the verse, that when Peter followed Jesus, the only thing he had to do before he could even follow him at all properly, because there were some people who followed Jesus and hadn't asked for forgiveness of their sin, but Peter knew that he was a sinner. And he needed forgiveness. And the second thing, in order to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to obey him. You can't just say, I'll follow you today, but I'll go back to fishing. Or I'll go back to doing something else. Or go back and just carry on what I like doing. You've got to obey him every day and obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what else did Jesus say? The last thing that he said. He said, two things, follow me. And what was the last thing? Right on the end of that. Yeah, what did it say there, right at the bottom? Can you read that?
I will make you fishers of men.
Yeah, I will make you fishers of men. What did Jesus mean by that? I mean, when you go fishing, if you suddenly reeled in your line, and I found Uncle Paul on the end of my line, that'd be a bit unusual, wouldn't it? You don't catch men. You'd be calling it menning, wouldn't you? I'm going off today and doing some menning, catching men. It's called fishing because what do you catch? Fish, yeah. So what did Jesus mean by making you fishers of men? What do you think he meant by that? Very hard question. I don't expect any of you to know, but. If you ask one of the adults, what did Jesus mean by that? Uncle Barry.
Just go out and to share the news with people that they will come to Christ.
That's it. That's an excellent that, brilliant that. If you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you then become a Christian and you share your faith with others. Now, Peter, many years later, well, not that many years later, actually, only possibly about 2 or 3 years later, he spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ, just like Jesus was as well, speaking of himself. And many people became Christians. And that's what being a fisher of men is, that you share the gospel. And sometimes, as a result of that, people will become Christians. And so, more Christians. So it started then. There's still people becoming Christians today. I will make you fishers of men. Now, we're going to finish with another Bible reading. And I think we'll just finish. It's going to be John, right at the end of John. Start from verse 4, chapter 21, verse 4, right through to verse 14. Is that okay, Thomas? Okay. We'll read this verse and I'll explain then what it is. Now, this is after the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. All the things that he would have spoken about, that he was going to die on the cross and rise from the dead, they'd happened now. He'd risen from the dead. And the disciples were feeling a bit miserable because they thought they'd lost Jesus. When the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus because they thought Jesus had gone. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" Because amongst them would have been James and John, Peter and Andrew. And he answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. There were so many fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, remember Peter? "It is the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have caught." Simon Peter went up to him, dragged the net to land, full of large fish, and this time we know the number, 153. Although there were so many, the net was not broken. And Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing it was the Lord. Then Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. And the Bible says this is now the third time Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Now, he would have made those disciples, particularly James and John, Peter and Andrew, remember when they were first called, when Jesus started his earthly ministry, when he was first called and he obeyed, and they became followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. They'd asked Jesus to forgive their sin. They followed him every day, and they were soon to become fishers of men. They were going to share the gospel. So when you become a Christian, you don't think, "Oh, wasn't it great being a Christian?" You must share that message. And who are you following? You're following the Lord Jesus Christ, who was God. He was able to do miracles. He was all-powerful and all-knowing, and he was God. So remember that miracle, but remember the important thing is that you feel sorry for your sin like Peter did, and you follow the Lord Jesus Christ.